How did you sleep last night? This is Lisa Berry, and getting a good night's sleep does not seem to be a very common or easy thing to do. Dr. Kathy Goldstein is a neurologist at Michigan Medicine Sleep Disorders Center, and she joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to offer her insight and expertise on getting some good shut-eye. Welcome.
Hi.
How did you sleep last night?
I actually slept pretty good. I tend to be a good sleeper.
Is this a new problem or something we've just been dealing with for decades?
We've been dealing with it for decades, but something that's been unique over the last few years is that people are living and breathing their smartphones and mobile devices, and that has just introduced all new problems into sleep health.
Our cell phones are making it worse?
Definitely.
All right, tell us what we need to do.
The problem is that our bodies weren't really equipped for light at night. We have something called the circadian rhythm, and what the circadian rhythm is, it's processes in our body that help us adapt to a 24-hour day because we have the 24-hour solar cycle based on the rotation of the Earth. Kind of the most obvious behavioral output that we see at the circadian rhythm is the sleep-wake cycle, where you're awake during the daytime light hours and asleep at night. That went really well when we had natural light, dusk, dawn, and sleep would align with that dark period. Then we had electricity, lights, even TV, but things have become especially problematic now that we have these tiny devices that we can carry around with us, including into our bed, and our bodies aren't equipped for that bright light at night for a multitude of reasons. So when we get bright light at night, it pushes our circadian rhythm later, and what that means is it's going to make it harder to fall asleep, but also harder to wake up in the morning because of that light. And the light from electronics is blue-enriched, and our circadian system is particularly sensitive to that. The other problem is it directly suppresses melatonin. The blue light is melatonin-suppressing. Melatonin is our body's dark signal, our night signal, and without it, it's hard to fall asleep at night. So that's another contribution that mobile phones, iPads, tablets can have negatively to our sleep.
I know if I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes I'll just pick up my phone and check it for the time, or sometimes people use it for an alarm. Is that messing up our sleeping as well?
Absolutely. So we start to become very sensitive to the effects of light on our sleep in between dusk and bedtime, and that increases over the course of the night. So even the small pulse of light from your phone, if given at the wrong time, can move your internal clock later. Then there's the other flip side of this. So not only are you getting these biological problems from the light, but think about what happens psychologically when you're on your phone. I know I keep my work email on my phone, social media, multiple different social media sites. So we start getting activated or stressed, and those things are going to make it harder to fall asleep and also harder to stay asleep.
So you, Dr. Kathy Goldstein, a neurologist at Michigan Medicine, are launching a sleep challenge. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I want everyone to unplug with me. So we are having people, starting Monday night, I want you to go ahead, buy an old-fashioned alarm clock, and we're going to get those smartphones and tablets out of the bedroom. So people typically use their smartphone as their alarm. This is pretty ubiquitous, and they say, well, I have to have it by my bed. It's an alarm. You can probably solve that problem for $20 or less by an old-school alarm clock. iPhone, tablets should all be charged outside of the bedroom. So not only are you getting rid of those blue lights that are shining in your face and altering your sleep in the evening, you're also taking away this whole oyster of the world that is the internet that people tend to push their bedtimes later and later and later because you browse and browse and browse. And I really think we're going to find people are more alert during the day, they're getting more sleep at night, and they wake up more restored.
Any advice for withdrawal?
I would set a time, and I too myself am anticipating this problem. I would set a time at least an hour before bedtime where you go through and kind of indulge your media needs. And then once you're done, you're done. You can read a book by a dim light.
Dr. Kathy Goldstein, neurologist at Michigan Medicine. We're going to share this challenge with our 89.1 WEMU listeners, and maybe we'll check back in and see how it's going. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.